We're continuing to try to look at the Word of God about various things that the Bible specifically teaches us. Some of the things that the Bible teaches us are reasons that God has given us His Holy Word. The Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So that's one of the reasons. In fact, that's a broad, general statement about the purpose of the gospel, is that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." So that's another reason God has given us His Word, is so that we can know how to behave ourselves in the house of God. Another reason that God has given us His Word, 1 John 1:4 says, "These things have I written unto you, that your joy may be full." So God has given us His Word so that we can be full of joy. We tried to study last Sunday about the fact that the Word of God says, "Receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls." So there again, we have another purpose of the gospel, is to save the souls of God's people, save us from ignorance to a knowledge of the truth, save us from a hell on this earth to a heaven on this earth. The Word of God gives us a lot of other reasons for His Holy Word. Tonight, the one statement that's on my heart is found in Psalm 119 and verse 11. The Word of God says, "Thy Word," David says, or the psalmist here says, "Thy Word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee." Now that's a reason that God has given us His Word. That if we take the Word of God and we listen to the Word of God and we hear the Word of God and we hold on to the Word of God and we hide the Word of God in our heart, it keeps us from doing something. What does David or the psalmist say here? "Thy Word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee." I believe that when the people of God hold on to the Word of God and they hide the Word of God in their hearts, when you are meditating on the Word of God and you're thinking about the Word of God, I believe it will keep you from committing sin. I believe that the more we think about God's Word, the less that we sin. The Word of God says that for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if I am meditating on the Word of God, if I'm thinking about the Word of God, isn't that going to be life and peace? To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And if I'm spiritually minded, if I'm thinking about the things of God, if I have hid the Word of God in my heart, it will keep me from committing sin. So the psalmist says here, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee." If we'll take the Word of God and hold on to the Word of God and hide the Word of God in our hearts. Let me just pause right here. That hiding the Word of God, what does that mean? To hide the Word of God. Does that mean that you hide the Word of God from anybody so that they don't see that you're reading the Word of God? Does it mean that you hide the Word of God so that the world doesn't know that you're trying to walk in a way that's pleasing to God? Certainly those are not at all what the psalmist is saying when he says, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart." What do you think the Bible is talking about here? What do you think the psalmist means when he says here, "Thy Word have I hid in mine heart"? What do you think he's talking about?
Put it there and keep it there.
Okay, to put it there and keep it there. So who is it that you're hiding the Word of God from if you're putting the Word of God in there and keeping the Word of God there? Who is it you're hiding the Word of God from? That's exactly right. You're hiding the Word of God from Satan. Why? Because Satan is always trying to take the Word of God out of your heart. And so if you have the Word of God hidden in your heart, and you're holding on, you'll see that as we go along, you'll see that we are hiding the Word of God from the devil, we're holding on to it, and we're protecting it to keep Satan from taking it out of our hearts. You know, One of the most wonderful things that I experience during the week is sometimes people will call me and say, "Brother Billy, I've been really studying what you tried to preach about last week, and I've been meditating on it and thinking about it, and I have questions I want to ask you, or here's some other scriptures that I found that tie in with that." Now, what are they doing? They're hiding the Word of God in their heart. They didn't just go and hear the Word of God and then forget about the Word of God, but they're hiding the Word of God. They're meditating on the Word of God. They're chewing on the Word of God. There's one individual that I call usually at least once or twice a week, and when I call him, and he calls me a lot, but when I call him, almost without exception when I call him, he says, "I was just thinking about," and he will quote the text that I preached the previous Sunday, one or both of them, and said, "I was thinking about that verse of Scripture," and he quotes it and he starts talking about other things that he's thought about relative to that verse of Scripture. Now, what's he doing? He's hearing the Word of God, and he's taking it into his heart and into his mind and into his life, and he's hiding the Word of God in his heart. And what does it do whenever you are hiding the Word of God in your heart? Does it keep you from sinning? It has a profound effect in our lives when we are hiding the Word of God and holding on to the Word of God and meditating on the Word of God. I pray that God will help every one of us to realize that holding the Word of God and hiding the Word of God in our hearts, it will keep us from sinning. Now, we don't always never sin, but it will keep you from committing a lot of sins if you're meditating on the Word of God. Here's what James said. God says through James, God says in James 1 verse 25, God says, "Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty." Now, what is the perfect law of liberty? What is that? The Word of God. "Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein." Now, if all you do is look at it on Sunday and you're not hiding it in your heart, it's gone during the next week. How many of you ever had somebody say, "What did your preacher preach about last Sunday?" and you had no idea at all? How many of you have ever had that happen? Listen, sometimes people ask me what you preached about last Sunday, and I can't remember. My mind, I just can't remember what I preached about. A lot of times when I see preachers around town, they'll say, "What did you preach about last Sunday?" or "What are you planning to preach about?" And brethren, it is important that we hide the Word of God and hold on the Word of God, because when you hide the Word of God, it will keep you from sinning. It will help keep you closer to God. And it's a great blessing that we can hide the Word of God in our heart. Let's suppose that you're having trouble in your life. I want you to tell me some part of the Word of God that you could have hidden in your heart, that in the midst of the trouble that you're facing, that you might just reach down into that well of Scripture that you have hidden in your heart. If you've memorized some Scripture and you have that Word hidden in your heart, and ever you begin to have trouble, you name any Scripture that you might begin to bring forth that will help you as you face troubles in life. Name one of the Scriptures that you keep hidden in your heart, that you reach down and you pull it up and you use it often in your life. Just name one. Any one of you, name one. All right, "Let not your heart be troubled." John 14:1 is one of the most wonderful Scriptures. "Let not your heart be troubled." When your heart's troubled, what do you need to do? You need to think about the words of Jesus when He says, "Let not your heart be troubled." And what's He doing there? He's got all these Scriptures down in there, and these Scriptures are like wells of water, and you just reach down to one of those Scriptures that you've got hidden in your heart, and you pull it out, and it keeps your heart from being troubled. "Let not your heart be troubled." When you think about and you're meditating and you think about the words of Jesus, "Let not your heart be troubled," does that keep you from sinning? Does it keep you from sinning? Why? Because having a troubled heart is sinning against God. When you're worried about things, you're sinning against God. So when you start to worry and you reach down in there and pull out that Scripture that you've got hidden in your heart, "Let not your heart be troubled," it stops you from worrying. It stops you from sinning. David says here, or the psalmist says in Psalm 119, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Tell me another Scripture that comes to your mind. Anytime that you have a great need, a familiar Scripture that you've got hidden in your heart. Amen. That Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. So many times we lean to our own understanding. But listen, brethren, if we'll just do what God's Word says, obey God, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Now, that's an important scripture for you to have hidden in your heart. It's important that you don't lean to your own understanding, and it's important for you to remember God has promised He will direct your paths if you are doing what He tells you to do there. The Bible is just full of scriptures that you can have hidden and ought to have hidden in your heart. But listen, you need to add to that treasure that you've got hidden in your heart. You don't need to just have one or two verses of Scripture, but every week, as you hear the Word of God, you need to keep meditating on the Word so that you continue to hide more and more Scriptures down in your heart. Because as you live your lives, you're going to need more and more of the Word of God. As you face troubles and problems and temptations, you need that Word of God hidden in your heart so that it will keep you from what? Keep you from sinning. I have hidden thy word in mine heart so that I might not sin against thee. I didn't finish that in James 1:25. He says, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Now what does that mean to continue? You look into the word of God and continueth therein. What does that mean, and continueth therein? Well, you can continue meditating on it. That's one way you could look at that, couldn't you? You look into the Word of God and you keep meditating on it. You keep looking at it. You keep continue to think about it all during the week. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, continue to meditate on it. But what it also can mean is, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein means that you're obeying what the Scripture tells you to do, and I think that's the main meaning there. Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Now, how can you continue in the Word of God if you're not holding on to the Word of God? How can you continue to do what God says if you don't remember what God says in His Word? Aren't there a lot of things that you can't remember about God's Word? It's important that you hide God's Word in your heart. You know why there are things you can't remember? Well, sometimes it's because you get old, but other times it's because the devil's come along and taken the Word right out of your heart. Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer. Now, if you're a forgetful hearer, have you hidden the Word in your heart? No, you haven't hidden the Word in your heart. Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. When you hide the Word of God, you hold on to the Word of God, you've got the Word of God, and you've got more and more of the Word of God, and you keep hearing the Word of God, and you keep growing like we tried to study this morning, how the Word of God says that we are to desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. I believe that we as the people of God, it ought to be like a bank account that you just keep putting more and more of God's Word down in your heart. You have a lot more of God's Word in your heart. Who was the, was it Corrie Ten Boom that, what was the lady's name that was, anybody remember? Wasn't it Corrie Ten Boom? Yeah, that was in the concentration camp and they just had memorized the Word of God. You know, if you're in a concentration camp and you're told you can't quote Scripture, if you could just say, oh, Matthew 6:24. And the other sister over there just says, oh, that's wonderful. That's marvelous. The guards over there wondering, what's so wonderful about Matthew 6:24? Well, if you don't know what Matthew 6:24 is, do you see? And those were some of the ways they would relate to each other. They would give each other the Word of God back and forth. They had it hidden down in their heart. And whenever they were down there in those very destitute conditions, they would pull out the Word of God and they would, for their own use, they would use the Word of God to lift them up, but they would use the Word of God to lift up the souls of other people. They didn't have the written Word of God, but they had the Word of God down in their hearts. And we need to have the Word of God hidden in our hearts. Why? So we might not sin against God. That's one of the purposes of the Word of God, is to help keep us from sinning. Now, Let's just think for a minute. Why does remembering the Word of God, why does holding the Word of God in your heart, why does that keep you from sinning? Let me tell you just a couple of reasons. Number one, I believe that when you hide the Word of God in your heart, it reminds you of what is sin. One way to keep from sinning is to know what sin is. Isn't that right? Sometimes people sin and they don't know it's a sin. Sometimes people sin, they're sinning ignorantly. The Word of God makes that plain. That there are many of the people of God, they don't know the Word of God, they don't know the laws of God, they don't know the statutes of God, and if you don't know the laws of God, you're sometimes committing sin because you don't know what the Word of God says. So the first thing is that if you hide the Word of God in your heart, you know what is sin. You've read the Word of God and studied the Word of God, you know what's sin, so that keeps you from sinning. Another thing that happens when you read and study the Word of God and hide it in your heart, one of the most wonderful things is you think about what Jesus has done for you. Brethren, when you hide the Word of God in your heart and you're thinking about what Jesus has done for you, and you think about, as we just sang that song, He lives! He lives! You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart today. It's not just the written Word that's hidden in our heart, it's the living Word that's down in our hearts. And brethren, it causes great joy. I want to ask you this question. Let's suppose somebody hands you $10,000 this week. Brother Clay, somebody hands you $10,000 for quarter three. Are you going to go out of your way next week to really be nice to them? Probably. Anybody here, somebody hands you $10,000, aren't you going to fall all over yourself the next week trying to do something to let them know how much you appreciate what you've done for them, they've done for you? Listen, brethren, God's done more today, yesterday, and every day. God's done more for you than $10,000, more than hand you $10,000. And the more you think about what God is doing for you, and you read the Word of God about how Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and you hide that in your heart, and it's alive and it's real, and you're thinking about what the Father did in sending His only begotten Son, and you're thinking about what the Son did as He lived an absolutely perfect life and was persecuted and He died on the cross of Calvary. I'll tell you, when I think about that, when I meditate on that, when that's in my heart, when I have hidden that in my heart and I think about it, it means more to me than somebody giving me $10,000, and I want to fall all over myself trying to do something that will honor and glorify Him who has saved me from my sins. If you'll think about what Jesus has done for you, if you'll meditate on what the Word of God says about what Jesus has done for you, it'll keep you from sinning, won't it? Yes. Okay, you're going to... The man that gave you the $10,000 that I'm pretending happened, you see him out there beside the road, you're just going to ride on by, and his car's broken down, he's got a flat tire. You're just going to wave as you go by? No. You're going to stop and do everything you can, aren't you? Listen, the more you remember what Jesus has done for you, and the more you're thinking about what Jesus has done for you, you're going to be looking all during the week, Lord, help me to see You. First of all, you remember that Jesus said, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. You want to serve Jesus, you've got to just open your eyes and you'll find opportunities to serve Jesus every day. If you have hidden the Word of God in your heart and you're thinking about what Jesus Christ has done for you, you're going to be serving the Lord. And when you're serving the Lord, it'll keep you from what? Sinning. So if you hide the Word of God in your heart, the Word of God that tells us about what the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost have done for us, when you're thinking about what God has done for you, it will keep you from sinning. Do you need to keep the Word of God in your heart? Will it keep you from sinning? Indeed it will. Go with me to the New Testament very quickly. First turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Here's another part of looking at the Word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. There's some other things in the Word of God that you need to remember besides just remembering the laws of God and besides just remembering what Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost have done for you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Word of God says this. Let me just ask you this question. I don't want to read all these scriptures to you. I encourage you to go home and read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. But I just want to ask you this question. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, as you think about the Word of God, and as you think about what God's Word describes here that happened in the Old Testament, if you think about what God did in the Old Testament, You think about what God did to the children of Israel. What does it cause you to do? When you think about how the children of Israel turned their backs on God, what does it cause you to do? When you look at how they turned their backs on God, and then you think about how God judged them when they turned their backs on God, does it have a profound effect in your life? When you look at how God dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah in the Old Testament, does it cause you to fear when you look at the conditions that are going on in the United States of America today? When you look at how they accepted and tolerated homosexuality and how we are legalizing, accepting, and tolerating those things, does it cause you to fear? Listen, brethren, if you don't have an understanding of how God deals with disobedient people, if you don't have an understanding of how God deals with families and with churches and with a nation, if you don't know the Word of God, if you haven't taken the Word of God and hid it in your heart, if you're not keenly aware of how God deals with disobedience and how God judges His people according to their works while they live here in this world, if that's not part of your heart and part of the Word of God that you've got hidden in your heart, you'll be doing things that you don't realize in walking contrary to the Word of God. But if you've hidden it in your heart, then you start to do those things, what do you remember? Oh, I remember what God did to the children of Israel, and I sure don't want to go through those same things, because God is the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you read the Old Testament, that's what 1 Corinthians 10 is all about. I want to just read you a couple of verses. Every one of these verses, especially in 6 through 11, talking about what God did. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, he says, "Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also listed." Now, in this previous passage, he's talked about the children of Israel, how they lusted. And he says, "Now I've told you all these things about how the children of Israel lusted so that you won't do what the children of Israel did." Do you see what he does there? Now, if you'll remember what he did, if you'll hide what he did in your heart and keep that in your heart, it'll cause you to not sin because you'll remember what he did to those people that sinned. Verse 7 says, "Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. What's he doing here? He's enumerating, you need to remember what God did in this situation, and this situation, and this situation. You need to hide in your heart, you need to hold on to what the Word of God says about how God deals with His people. Go with me in closing to one other passage of Scripture. I want to ask you to turn to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. All of you are familiar with this parable in Luke chapter 8, the parable of the sower. What does the seed represent in Luke chapter 8? What does the seed represent in Luke chapter 8? The seed represents the Word of God. What are we trying to study about tonight? We're trying to study about one of the purposes that God has given us His Word. One of the purposes that God has given us His Word is for us to hide His Word in our hearts so that we will not sin against Him. Now, as this seed was sown in Luke chapter 8, as the seed was sown, and the seed is the Word of God, I want you to come down to verse 11. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, the Word of God says, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God." Let me just pause here before I read any of these. If a person hears the Word of God and rejoices in the Word of God, is that a clear evidence they're a child of God?
Yes.
Why? Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. A child of God can sit in the house of God and hear the Word of God and rejoice in the Word of God, but then what can happen? The Word of God is not hidden in the heart. What then happens? The devil comes along and takes the Word of God out of their hearts. Can the devil take the Word of God out of your heart? Yes, he can. Let's see that now in Luke chapter 8. Listen to verse 12. "Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the Word." What are the next three words out of four words? "Out of their hearts." Do you know why the devil was able to take the Word of God out of their hearts? It's because they had not done what the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 11. What does the psalmist say he did over there in Psalm 119, 11? "I have hid thy Word in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." So the devil came and took the Word of God out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the Word with joy. Now, have they rejoiced in the Word of God? They're children of God. They receive the Word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe. Do they believe? What does it take to believe? It takes faith to believe. Where do they get faith from? Faith's part of the fruit of the Spirit of God. They hear and they believe, and in time of temptation, they fall away. Do you know why God's people fall away? Only one reason. Because the Word of God is not what? Hidden in their heart. Doesn't take root. That's exactly right. Come down to verse 13, or rather 14. And that which fell among thorns are they which when they heard, they go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Has that ever happened in your life that you went to the house of God, you heard the Word of God, you rejoiced in the Word of God while you were in the house of God, but then it was gone, poof, just like the devil just blew on it and it went away. Have you ever had that happen in your life? The cares and the riches and the pleasures. How many times have you been in God's Word, God's house, and the Word of God pricked your heart, and you felt like me and my family are going to read and study the Word of God every day? How many times have you been in the house of God and felt that, and it never came to pass? How many of you have ever had that happen that didn't come to pass? You know why? Somebody came and took the Word out of your heart. It meant something while you were there, but you didn't grab hold of it and hold on to it, and the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this world came and choked out the Word. It didn't bring forth fruit to perfection. Now listen carefully in closing to verse 15. Luke 8 verse 15 says, but that on the good ground. You know how you have good ground? You've got to prepare your hearts to receive the Word. Now God's the one that gives you a new heart. But then you're to take your heart and you're to prepare your heart to receive the Word. You're to come into the house of God. You're to come into the house of God with a heart that's in fervent prayer for God to feed your soul. And you're to come into the house of God with the intent and understanding, I'm going to take this Word, I'm going to hold on to this Word, I'm going to protect this Word, I'm going to hide this Word in my heart, I'm going to think about it tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm going to make this Word a part of my life. Why? So that I might not sin against God. And if you come into the house of God with that kind of determination, that you refuse to let the devil take it out of your heart. Did you know there are some people that when they come to church here, they've got notebooks after notebooks. And they can tell you, you can ask them what I preached 10 years ago. And if they were here, they can tell you. They've got pages and pages that they wrote. They write a lot while they're here, but then they go home and they study and they write a lot more. You know what they're doing? What are they doing? They're hiding the Word of God. The Word of God is becoming a part of their lives. Verse 15 says, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good... You follow that? In an honest and good heart, having heard the Word... What are the next two words there? Keep it. Now somebody tell me what those two words connect back to in Psalm 119 verse 11. Hide it. They hide it. That's right. They keep it. They keep it in their heart. They hide it in their heart. And what's the result of that? And they bring forth fruit with patience. The only children of God that are going to really be bringing forth fruit and consistently be bringing forth fruit and regularly be bringing forth fruit are the children of God that understand what David or the psalmist was talking about when he says, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. And then you'll bring forth fruit. That Word that's hidden in your heart, it will bring forth fruit to perfection in your life. May God help us to hide the Word of God, hold on to the Word of God, read the Word of God, study the Word of God, be a doer of the Word so that you can bring forth fruit to perfection. And don't let the devil take the Word out of your heart is my prayer for Christ's sake.